still has a little stack right on his porch where he used to keep them all the time.
Uh-huh.
Now, anybody would throw rocks at birds.
But you get along with him fairly well now, I take
it. Oh, yeah. I'm a little too old for him, but anyway.
Okay.
He's just lonesome now. He loves to have somebody to talk to.
Well, that might be make my visit with him really worthwhile.
Right.
Because I, as you can tell, that's all that comes out of it. You know, there are other people that I need to get. If you happen to know, you know, like your own parents. Have I ever showed you this? Did I ever show you this?
Mm-mm.
This is all the people I'm trying to get. These are people within Augusta, and then people outside of Augusta. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you can see there are five different age groups.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're white and black. Every white person has a comparable black person, and every black person has a comparable white person. Mm-hmm. And then there are three different types, and the types are basically on the kind of education, generally speaking. So, like, type one here are people with a high school education or less than a high school education.
Mm-hmm.
And then type two are generally those with more than high school or more, sometimes a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And then type three are with college or more than college. A lot of these are, as you can see, I'm having a fairly easy time getting college-educated people and middle-class people, but I'm having a hard time getting people with high school or less. And in particularly, if you look through here, I'm particularly having a hard time finding or meeting black informants from Augusta.
In that age. High school or less.
Yeah, which is, you know, it would be a shame if I were not able to include them, because particularly when you consider that, like people in this age range here, I'd say over 45, really, they're lucky if they went to high school at all.
Right, they really are.
Because there just wasn't any, or if there was one, they couldn't afford to take the time out to go, you know. But the problem I have is, and you might know, you know, you might have relatives or neighbors or something, people, particularly people in this area, mm-hmm. they, or in this educational level, they tend not to want to be interviewed for this.
I was thinking about my uncle, pin him down long enough.
You can tell it takes a while. That's a problem, too.
Probably, I don't know. He's retired. Well, he was born in Augusta, in
uh-huh.
Richmond County, Columbia County.
Uh-huh.
But he's lived 30 or 40 years in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
But he just never could get the South out of him. And he's come back here to live. He came back last year.
Uh-huh.
He's retired now, and he came back here to live.
Yes.
But the reason I thought about him, because he remembers so much of what happened before he left to go to Philadelphia. He doesn't even talk about the whole 40 years that he spent in Philadelphia. Life started when he was born, and it ended when he went to Philadelphia. And he's all wrapped up in, I don't know, he can tell you everything that happened from the time that he was born until he left. Because I never hear him talk about Philadelphia.
He might be good. What about your own parents?
Well, my mother right now is sick, and Daddy will never sit down. He doesn't talk as much as the rest of the family. He's very quiet.
Uh-huh.
Right now, my mother is under the doctor, and that's why I missed that appointment with you, because I had to take her to the doctor. She goes like every 2 weeks, and this was an appointment that I didn't have on my book.
Yeah.
And she had to go back for treatment.
I was really sorry I missed John Cummings, because he would have been just great, I think.
I don't know, but that would have been great, a riot, because some of the things that he says, I don't believe them. Sometimes I'll have to say, huh, wait a minute, do all that over again, because I didn't understand it. He'll tell me he's going to get his rocket ship and take off, and I don't know what in the world.
Yeah. He seemed like a pretty interesting. Well, he had a great deal of self confidence, and I think that,
yeah,
that's important.
Plus, he's a very happy person.
Uh huh.
All the time.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Whatever.